In the 5 years since earthquakes first began blitzing Oklahoma, state officials have been hesitant to agree with scientists who blame the oil and gas industry. The shaking doesn't appear to be slowing, but as Joe Wirtz from State Impact reports, the regulatory response is now quickly growing.
We all know about the recent seismic activity.
When Governor Mary Fallon talked about the earthquakes a year ago at the 2014 State Energy Conference, she was circumspect and noncommittal.
Many have been quick out in the public sector or even in the private sector to draw conclusions about its cause. And
as scientific evidence has mounted, the governor's doubt has eroded. Speaking at the state capitol last week, Fallon publicly agreed with what researchers have said for years.
I think we all know now that there is a direct correlation between the increase of earthquakes that we've seen in Oklahoma with disposal wells.
Disposal wells are the sewers of the oil field. Oil and gas companies pump them full of waste fluid from drilling and fracking. Once underground, the fluid can build pressure and cause stressed faults to slip and trigger earthquakes. Oklahoma's regulatory response to oil and gas earthquakes has evolved too. The Corporation Commission enacted new monitoring requirements that went into effect in September 2014. The agency then started scrutinizing permits and individual disposal wells in shaky areas. In March, Oklahoma's oil and gas regulator directed the operators of nearly 350 disposal wells to limit the pumping of fluid into an underground rock formation known to trigger earthquakes. That action was broadened in July and applied to hundreds of additional wells.
From a scientific standpoint, I think a number of us had doubts about whether that was going to be effective in and of itself.
That's Bill Ellsworth, a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey. Ellsworth and other scientists think the amount of drilling waste fluid and the rate oil companies pump it underground could be a bigger factor in triggering earthquakes.
There's no secrets that are being held back from these people.
The people, meaning the agency officials and oil industry representatives that sit on Oklahoma's Earthquake Council, which Governor Fallon created a year ago.
They've got good lines of communication and they're talking to the right people.
After a widely felt 4.5 magnitude quake struck near the town of Crescent in late July, regulators responded quickly and directly. They asked the oil industry to shut down three disposal wells and told companies to slash fluid volumes at 23 wells. This is the first time the Oklahoma agency has issued volume cutbacks for groups of wells. Regulators in Kansas, which is also experiencing oil and gas earthquakes, ordered volume cuts months ago at about 70 wells near the Oklahoma border. Rex Buchanan is the interim director of the Kansas Geological Survey. So far, the Kansas volume cuts seem promising.
Yeah, we're still pretty early in this data gathering process, but there's no question that you see a reduction in activity.
Preliminary data are encouraging, but Buchanan and other earthquake researchers say it's unwise to focus on rapid solutions and treat oil and gas earthquakes as a short-term problem.
If we don't learn everything we can learn, we risk going through this all over again.
Oklahoma and Kansas are both experiencing oil and gas earthquakes, but the two states aren't an exact comparison. Oklahoma has a much bigger oil and gas industry and a lot more quakes. Low oil prices have been an economic drag in both states, but Buchanan says the slowdown presents an opportunity to do as much earthquake research as possible before oil prices climb and drilling and fluid disposal boom again. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on the science and politics of oil and gas earthquakes, visit kgou.org. And click the link for State Impact.